I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Crash Plan.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. And I trust you're having great fun with your tech toys. I have tech toys all over the place. As a matter of fact, they're all in this room, mostly. But I also have one here in my hand, and that is ye oldie tablet. And of course, my tablet has decided to do what it did last week, which is lock up. What is it about tablets? Actually, I know what it is. It's that silly Weebia doohickey on my website for some reason locks up. Oh, you know what I did last time? I remember now. I went to Opera. I have the Opera browser installed here, the mobile version. And for some reason, that does much better about not locking up with the Weebia browser bar thing that I have on my website. I know a lot of you are saying, well, it's on your website, Dr. Bill. You can take it off. Well, yes, but it has interesting, cool things. And, you know, it's handy. Even if it does lock up the regular browser that's on Android. Yes. Well, anyway. See, now you know that you can use the Opera mobile browser and not have it lock up. So it's a little tip. Yes. Okay. So we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Took a while to get to that, but hey. Oh, well. Anyway, cool geek tip. Speaking of tips, the first item here is a cool geek tip. Removing vocals from songs. Have you ever needed to remove a vocal from a song? Maybe not. Maybe you have. If you do karaoke, then probably you have. You know, karaoke is that thing where you think you can sing as well as the guy singing the song, and so you get a track of the song and you sing it, which is usually a mistake. But I'm just saying, you know, you need to try this just for the general fun of it. You can take an MP3, any old MP3 you have, pull it into Audacity, but first you must prepare. As many things in life, you have to prepare for success. And so what you do is you download this file from my website, because I had a hard time finding it. And once I found it, I said, dude, I'll just put it on my own website so people can get to it. It's the Audacity Center Pan Remover, not Plan Remover. You're not getting rid of your plan. You're getting rid of the center pan. Okay, so once you unzip the file, you'll get one file, which will be Center Pan Remover, all one word, .ny. That's for Nyquist. It's a Nyquist plugin. You take that file and you drop it into Program Files, Audacity Plugins, the plugins directory, subdirectory, under Audacity. Now, if you've got a 64-bit system, Windows system, it'll be Program Files, paren x86, close paren /audacity/plugins. But you know that if you're a geek. If you don't, why are you watching this show? Anyway, maybe you're a geek wannabe. So you drop it in there. You then open up Audacity, open your music file, select it by doing a Control A. That's another little tip, little secret tip in Audacity is Control A will do a select. Then select the effect from the topmost drop-down menu, and locate the Center Pan Remover option, which will now be there because you dropped it into plugins previously to doing this, and then click on OK, accepting the defaults. it will do its thing. Then I would go ahead and click the effect for normalize, which will increase your volume slightly because you will have removed certain content out of the file. So it will drop somewhat, so it's nice to normalize it. And then you will notice that if it's like most music files, the vocals, which are typically tracked right and left track the same level, anything that's the same level will be removed, okay? Now that means if you have an instrument that's the same level in the right and left tracks, that instrument will be removed. So sometimes it'll sound a little odd, but for the most part it will work. And it's worth a shot. Know what I'm saying? Okay, next item. And of course the telephone rings, but I'm not gonna answer it because I'm doing a netcast. Yes. That's the thing. If you call me while I'm doing a netcast, I ain't gonna answer it. You know what I'm saying? So just understand that. Okay. Clumsy Ninja demo at Apple event. Maybe not so boring. See, here's the thing. The Apple event last week, I kind of dissed and said, you know, I'm bored with Apple because I don't have Apple-y things. So there you go. So I was like, who cares? You know, it's like in high school. When I was in high school, we had a little cheer called, Let's Hear It for Apathy. Who cares? We were an odd lot in high school. Matter of fact, we're still an odd lot. But anyway, you knew that. Yes. Yes, Fred. I know you know. Anyway. So they had this thing, Clumsy Ninja. And it's an artificially intelligent game character for your handheld device. You can watch the embedded YouTube video. It's actually kind of cool. This little character is, you can actually teach him to be a ninja. The reason I'm laughing is it reminds me of the Game Master's video that he did, How to Be a Ninja. Matter of fact, just for grins and giggles, I'm going to show you that video right now.
How to be a ninja. A ninja must be able to make himself invisible. A ninja must be agile and sure of foot. A ninja must be able to see through deception. A ninja must move swiftly and silently. A ninja must be skilled in a variety of weapons, such as throwing knives, nunchaku, and of course, the katana. If your wish is to become a true ninja yourself one day, you must avoid the common mistakes found within this video. And remember, don't call us, we'll find you. No animals were harmed in the making of this video.
So there you go. How to be a ninja. Actually, how not to be a ninja is probably more to the point. Yes. Okay. That was fun, wasn't it? Okay, let's talk about one of our sponsors for the Dr. Bill Show. This week we are brought to you by Crash Plan. You gotta love Crash Plan, you know what I'm saying? Crash Plan has a cool name. It sounds rather dangerous. This shows you the Crash Plan ad that is on the Dr. Bill website right there. So you go to that ad. Here's what I want you to do. go to the ad, click it. Then, special effects. Then you can sign up for Crash Plan. Now, this past week, as a matter of fact, on Tuesday, I was down at a friend of mine's business, and he had a computer, and I was working on that computer because he had asked me to check into it. And I asked him what he was doing about backup, and he went, "What?" I said, "Dude, you gotta have backup." So I told him about Crash Plan. I said, "Look, here's the thing. You can sign up for Crash Plan." I had him, because he really needed it, I had him sign up for a full year with what's called the Family Unlimited Plan. That means unlimited storage, 10 computers, because he had computers there that he needed to protect, and he signed up for it. Now, it cost him $119 for 1 year. But here's what I did. I clicked through this ad before he signed up and paid for it with his credit card. And that got DrBill.TV the credit for the Crash Plan referral, which helps the show. So he was happy to do that. And I said, "Well, that's great." So he got Crash Plan, and I have Crash Plan. I have it on all my computers here, and I'm telling you, I'm serious. I use it. This is what I use. I use Roku, you know that, and I use Crash Plan. So I encourage you to click on either one of those ads, the Crash Plan or the Roku, but this week we're talking specifically about Crash Plan. Awesome, awesome service, and really cheap for totally unlimited file backup of, in this case, 10 computers. Now, you can get it just for one computer, but you know what I'm saying. They have plans available for everybody at different levels. So, cool stuff, I'm telling you. Okay, whoa! Good timing there, Fred. Okay, Geek Software of the Week, Geek Software of the Week this week pertains to the previous discussion I just had about helping the guy out there. It's the PC Decrapifier. Interesting name, but it's awesome. Because what it does is he bought a new computer. This guy bought a new computer to replace an old junker computer that he had. He wanted me to set it up. Well, of course, it was a great new computer. Had 6 gig of memory, had a quad core processor, and was really nice machine. But it was all junked up with all the stuff they ship with it. You know, junky programs that nobody would really want. And so they pay the vendor, the original equipment manufacturer, to put them on the machine. So you have to deal with them when you get the machine home and you have to set it up. And I was like, "Oh man, look at all this junk on here. I don't want to have to go through one at a time." And you know, oh man. And then I thought, wait a minute. I seem to remember there was a PC Decrapifier program. And sure enough, there is, by that very name. See, where I used to work some time ago at the Center for Creative Leadership in Greensboro, we had the one of the servers we had there was called the Crapware server. Craplications, I believe we called it. Craplications. All the old junker craplications that nobody wanted to fool with anymore all ended up on this one old server. So I'm familiar with the geek term here. But at any rate, if your PC is running slow and it has a whole bunch of junky software on it that the PC OEMs put on there, then you can run this program and you can select from a list that they find of all the junk that's on there, and it will take it off like boop, and it's gone. Dude, it was awesome. And it was a big help setting up this machine. Otherwise, it would have taken a lot longer to set his machine up. So, very cool. Very cool Geek Software of the Week. Very worthwhile. Even if you don't have a new machine, you'd be surprised what some people get on their machines in short order. Just saying. So check that out. It's free. If you are a PC, you know, setup dude, you do that basically as a sideline. You can buy a commercial version, and it's very, 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 very inexpensive. Amazingly inexpensive. And I'd encourage you to support this company that puts it out, because it really is a thorough little program. It's nice. All right, next item. Cool stuff is coming from Roku. I was talking about Roku earlier and how cool it is. This is talking about the Roku Streaming Stick. It will be out in October for $99. And it will have a mobile app that adds AirPlay-esque streaming from Roku. Lots of cool stuff coming from Roku, so I'm looking forward to that. Now, speaking of the Roku, as you know, last week we announced our official private Roku channel. And if you put this code right here in your Roku account, you click on, go in your account on Roku and click on private channels and put in the code DrBillTV, no dot, DrBillTV, no dot. There's a dot if you're on the net, but if you're talking Roku, you put it in there, and you will get our official, unofficial, private Roku channel, dude, with all the Dr. Bill shows. How much silliness can you handle? Yes, all for your Roku. Now, here's the thing. There's that. And, oh, I know what I was going to do. Yes, I was going to show you kind of an overview of the Roku channel. Let's do that right now.
All right, we're going to take a look at the Roku channel here for DrBillBailey.net. You click from your Roku remote, and there you go. You've got the official video channel and the official audio channel. How cool is that? Now, you'll notice that the video and audio channels are represented by old-looking camera and microphone. That's just so cool. Here we have DrBill.tv. You can go into that for, of course, the Dr. Bill Show. We've got Bert Zine. We've got, of course, the handheld hack. And we even have the Word of Faith Ministries, Word of Faith Netcast. Okay, so we got all the shows that I do, one location. And we can go to audio, check that out. Of course, we got the audio for the Dr. Bill Show. We've got the audio for Vertzine, the audio for Handheld Hack. And you will notice that we have the audio for Traditional Nature Path. Now, this is one that I do semi-occasionally on natural health issues, so check that out. And then, of course, the Netcast audio for Word of Faith, the Word of Faith radio program that I do, the Word of Faith broadcast, and then just general Word of Faith messages that I have done throughout the years, all the way back to like 1980 and before. So, long time I've been doing those. So, at any rate, there you go. The audio side and the video side. Now, I clicked on the audio here to show you that once you go in, you can see the program, the description for the program, the title, all of that kind of good information is out there. So, pretty cool. You can go back in time and listen or view programs back before maybe you even started listening or watching the Dr. Bill Show. So, cool stuff. So, there you go. That's how you can view the DrBillBailey.net official private Roku channel that's available out there on the Roku.
See? Isn't that neat? And so you can see how you can go back and forth between all of our shows, whether it's video or audio, and check it out. That's why I want you to sign up for the Roku private, unofficial, official DrBill.tv channel. Yes. Anyway, next item, IE9 security hole fix. IE9, of course, being an Internet Explorer version, it's bad. It has security holes. But they came out with a fix this week. The issue a security fix for a bad security hole. And as I say, now you know why I use Chrome, Google Chrome exclusively. Only time I use Internet Explorer is if I have to, if there's an ActiveX control that I absolutely have to use. And I really don't like doing that. But, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, there's a fix for this one. Maybe not the next one, but this one. So go ahead and get it. And for those of you like my buddy at work that have drunk the Kool-Aid and think that Microsoft is all that, you know what they say, all that, for computers, that's my official opinion. Okay, next item. I hope I didn't get that on my lens. That would be bad. Voodoo. Oh, that voodoo that you do so well. Yes. Voodoo, V-U-D-U, is now on Roku. Four letters and four letters. Voodoo on Roku. Even rhymes. Boy. What more could you ask? Anyway, Voodoo is an application that is now available on the Roku box. And the reason I mention it is because I'm a user of Voodoo. I like it pretty well. There's no monthly subscription fee. However, you just use, like, if you want to rent a movie, like you were going to go down to Blockbuster or, you know, some family video store and get a movie, you can do it through this service. You know, this is assuming it's not already on Netflix and you get Netflix. You know what I'm saying? A newer movie. It might be available on Voodoo. You go check. You can rent it, and it only costs you for that rental, okay? Now, the cool thing about Voodoo now being on Roku is that they have a limited time credit of $5.99 if you go ahead and connect to the Voodoo channel through your Roku box. You get the $5.99 credit. So I did that, and I got it, and I'm glad because now I can rent a movie, and I'll get $5.99 off. Cool. So, here's what you do. You go to your private channel thing. You know, all of this is a public channel. If you want to do it quickly, you can still go to the private channel clicker, and you can click on this code, J2FRF7. Kind of a boring code, but hey, it doesn't spell Voodoo or anything. The code I used for Dr. Bill is DRBILLTV. They could have spelled something too, but they were lazy. I don't know. Anyway, so you can do that. I also have a link here in the blog. You can click on that link if you're logged into your Roku account and it will add it there. Or you can just go into the channel store and add it there. Know what I'm saying? Many ways to do the same thing. Good deal. So there you go. Another Dr. Bill show is in the can. Almost. I know Leo says that. I don't normally say that. So I'll just do what I normally do, which is to tell you that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.